For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The U.S. Senate voted Thursday to block further action in Venezuela by the Trump administration. The 52-47 comes less than a week after President Donald Trump authorized a strike that captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife on drug trafficking charges. Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin said she doesn't want American service members in Venezuela. Baldwin said no U.S. national interest in Venezuela is worth the lives of constituents in Wisconsin. The vote on the War Powers Resolution brought forward by Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine and Kentucky Republican Rand Paul was procedural, but indicates it could pass a final vote before going to the House. Wisconsin's Ron Johnson was not among the five Republicans joining Senator Paul to pass the measure. The clock is running on legislation that would reform how pharmacy benefit managers operate and protect patients from sudden drug cost hikes. Bill Schmitnick's 22-year-old son, Cole, died after a PBM copay accumulator drove the price of his asthma inhaler to $500, which he was unable to afford.
For patients with asthma, diabetes, heart disease, mental health conditions, a delay isn't an inconvenience. It's a serious safety risk. Coles Act makes it clear no patient should ever be forced to a mail order pharmacy.
The legislation requires PBMs to allow patients to use any licensed pharmacy without facing penalties. It also requires PBMs to pay pharmacists a dispensing fee at least equal to what the state pays through Medicaid. The Senate version cleared a committee on a unanimous vote in August, but the bill hasn't had a hearing in the Assembly. Vark in Viroqua has been named a finalist for the Manufacturer of the Year Award. Over 40 Wisconsin manufacturers have been selected as finalists for the 37th Annual Manufacturer of the Year Awards. The awards program recognizes the state's top manufacturers of all sectors and sizes for innovations, philanthropy, technological advances, commitment to customer satisfaction, and the quality jobs they create. The program highlights manufacturing as the state's top industry, employing 1 in 6 Wisconsin workers and generating $73.7 billion in economic output each year. The finalists represent the diversity and power of Wisconsin's manufacturing industry and its wide-reaching impact. 4 Grand Award winners will be recognized for their performance across all benchmarks. This year, the program organizers have also launched a Spotlight Award track to recognize specialized excellence in a specific benchmark. Spotlight Awards will be awarded in 4 categories: Business Resilience and Growth, Community Impact and Investment, Excellence in Product and Process Innovation, and Commitment to Workforce. Winners will be announced at a black tie ceremony on February 19th at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. The name of the logger injured in a mishap Wednesday afternoon in rural Viroqua has been released. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports logger Cole Scott Lease, 34, of Wilton, was injured in the incident. While cutting down a standing tree, he was injured when a different tree fell nearby and struck him in the head. Lease was transported to Vernon Health in Viroqua by Lafarge Area Ambulance and then transferred to Amplify Health by Gunderson in La Crosse.
Wisconsin schools are increasingly relying on emergency teaching licenses to staff classrooms across the state. It's a trend experts say reflects an educator retention crisis rather than a true shortage of qualified educators. According to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, nearly 4,000 emergency teaching licenses were issued during the 2023-24 school year. That's a 20% increase compared to 2022. The licenses allow individuals who do not meet full state licensure requirements to teach temporarily. Some commit to pursue their certification later. Additional highlights from the DPI's workforce report show only 55.6% of teachers were still teaching in public schools by their seventh year. The rate for special education teachers was even lower at 46%. 79.3% of completers became licensed, and only 66.6% of completers went on to become employed in a Wisconsin public school. The largest shortage area for licensure is now in regular education in elementary and middle school, and cities and charter schools are experiencing the highest shortages. Supporters describe emergency licenses as a necessary stopgap, especially for school leaders facing open classrooms weeks before the school year begins. But critics warn this practice has evolved from what has been a short-term solution into a long-term policy substitute, and particularly in high-need areas like special education. As Wisconsin continues to issue record numbers of emergency licenses, the hosts believe the debate around it will continue. Is the policy a necessary response to immediate staffing needs or a warning sign of a system under strain, quietly redefining what it means to be a teacher? GLP-1 medications like Ozempic have become popular for both diabetes treatment and weight loss. Unfortunately, scammers are taking advantage of their demand and limited availability by tricking people with fake offers and fraudulent websites. Scammers are targeting consumers with fake text, online pharmacies, and fraudulent offers for GLP-1 weight loss medications. The Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker has received many reports of scammers using weight loss and GLP-1 medications to get people's money and personal information. Scammers use several methods to carry out these scams. The most common weight loss and GLP-1 scams are AI-generated ads with fake endorsements. Scammers are increasingly using deepfake videos and AI-generated images of celebrities, doctors, and other trusted figures to promote GLP-1 medications and weight loss products. These ads look convincing but are completely fabricated, tricking consumers into believing the endorsements are real. Fake websites may advertise GLP-1 medications at discounted prices. Victims who enter payment information may never receive any products, or they may get unsafe or watered-down medications. In some cases, consumers order products that never arrive. The website may continue taking payments, provide no tracking updates, or make excuses for delays. Often, customer support is limited to a chat box, and attempts to cancel are ignored. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks road trip out west ended in a loss, 108-104 in favor of the Nuggets. Head coach Doc Rivers on what bothered him the most about their effort on offense.
I thought our passing was horrific tonight. We had guys wide open, and the balls are down by our ankles down. I mean, the off-target passing tonight really did us in. I thought we would have generated a ton of threes tonight, but for our passing.
So the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Timberwolves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers. After losing to the Bears Saturday night in Chicago, Matt LaFleur asked if he's spoken to the new team president, Ed Policy, on whether he'll be back as head coach.
We talked briefly on the plane, and there's going to be a time when we're going to get together either later tonight or tomorrow sometime.
LaFleur stressed he wants to remain in Green Bay, calling it the best job in the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice way to start the work week with partly to mostly sunny skies, nice and mild with high temps in the lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 30. A few rain showers possible on Tuesday, mainly in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-40s.